Some fundamentalist Muslims and Jews in Jerusalem are united and working together. No, it's not a breakthrough in the Middle East peace process. They're united in vehement opposition to a gay pride festival and a march that had been scheduled for tomorrow. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Rabbi Yehuda Levine from Brooklyn, with a group called Jews for Morality, has been leading the effort here to get Jews and Muslims to join together to fight what he calls, quote, the moral terrorism of the radical gay agenda.
This is not the homo land. This is the holy land. It's inappropriate here. Jerusalem is not a Greenwich Village huge gay bar. It's Jerusalem, the holy city.
Abbas Zocher is a 40-year-old Israeli Arab member of the Israeli Knesset, or parliament. The Muslim lawmaker doesn't agree with Jews on much, but Zocher has found common ground with Rabbi Levine and others in opposing homosexuality.
These people are sick and they should be treated in hospitals. Islam says people with this disease should not be out in the streets.
The battle to stop the gay pride march is being fought on the streets of Jerusalem and on the airwaves. There's even a new song, sung in Hebrew and Arabic, that threatens potential violence against gays and lesbians. Jerusalem will burn with fire. There'll be bloodshed, the chorus warns. The pride parade shall not be in the holy city of Jerusalem. In Mea Shearim, Jerusalem's largest ultra-Orthodox neighborhood, the near-nightly anti-gay protests have turned violent. Residents here shun TV and radio, so large posters plastered throughout the neighborhood's winding streets urge residents to protest, quote, the evil, the abominations. During last year's Pride March, three people were stabbed by a rampaging ultra-Orthodox Jew. He's now serving a 12-year jail sentence. This year, during protests, the ultra-Orthodox have set fires, thrown rocks, and injured several Israeli policemen. Some posters in ultra-Orthodox neighborhoods encourage people to make Molotov cocktails, homemade gasoline bombs. Ayelit Shanur is a march organizer with Jerusalem Open House, a gay rights group.
I think the majority of people in Israeli society condemned last year's violence. But lo and behold, this year there are threats of even greater violence. And I'm sure that if any of that happens, a lot of people will condemn it afterwards. But where are these people now?
Sa'ar Nathaniel is the first openly gay member of the Jerusalem City Council. He says the march is about more than gay and lesbian civil rights. It's about the struggle for the direction and soul of the city. It's a pitched cultural fight between religious fundamentalists and secularists, he says. In a city where buying a cup of coffee at one of the few cafes open on the Sabbath can be seen as a political act.
This city should be tolerant. This city should not be like Tehran. Today they will forbid our parade, but tomorrow they can forbid women to go with skirts in the street. We are only the beginning.
But the anti-gay protests seem to have worked. Late today, gay pride organizers backed down and agreed to what they called a compromise. They'll hold a gathering in a university sports stadium tomorrow instead of a public march through downtown Jerusalem. 3,000 police will be on hand. Local ultra-Orthodox Jewish leaders and some Muslim and Christian officials proclaimed it, quote, a victory for morality and the sanctity of the holy city. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.